Half an hour later, accompanied by two security men bound to him by debts so profound that he could trust them absolutely. Well, nearly absolutely. Lesserson walked with Senator Treen down the marble-lined halls of the Kuat Embassy. Arches led to side passages and function rooms, most of them dim and silent. The creamy, blue-veined marble that decorated every surface, Lesserson knew, could, if salvaged and sold, buy him a brand new Star Destroyer.
"I had been a senator for 1 year when Palpatine came to power," Treen told him. "Do you know what his greatest mistake was?"
"Making you angry with him?" Her smile returned.
"In a sense. Oh, the first years of the Empire were glorious. Taxes increased, sadly, but our planetary economy boomed as ridiculous Republic regulations were trimmed away. No, his mistake was in silencing the voices of planetary leaders. It would be like a general suddenly saying that no one of colonel rank or below could ever speak or communicate with him again. When Palpatine suspended the Senate, I knew madness had him in its grip."
"Very interesting," he lied. She led him and his agents through an arch into a side chamber. The glow rods along its ceiling came on as they entered. The walls were covered with holopanels, each displaying at 5-second intervals a changing sequence of still recordings of Kuat and the early days of Palpatine's empire. Flotillas of Kuat-built vessels, public appearances by the dark-cloaked Emperor and Darth Vader. The construction of massive complexes. The senator heaved a deep sigh.
"I miss the Empire in its original benevolent form, and I think you can bring it back to us."
"I'm touched by your faith, but kidnapping Jacket Fell would not make me Emperor."
"No, but it would be the first step. And the other steps are mapped out. Masterfully, irresistibly mapped out."
"Tell me."
"First, the Fell Boy has to be eliminated, because he cannot preside while the Galactic Empire experiences reunion with the Galactic Alliance."
"I would have thought that you'd be opposed to reunification."
"Oh, no. The resurgence of a powerful, healthy empire depends on it."
"Everything you say is a surprise."
"If the reunification takes place under Fell, then Fell gets the credit. If Fell disappears or dies, his successor gets the credit. And who is more likely to succeed him as head of state than you?"
"Fair enough. So I'm head of state, and reunification occurs, and I'm now the second most powerful individual in the galaxy, a very distant second behind the Alliance Chief of State." She nodded amiably, clearly pleased that Lesserson understood.
"Now, bear with me. A couple of years ago, Natossi Dalla came to power. Wretched woman. We're still suffering from her effects on the Empire."
Lesserson snorted. "Because of her, half the Moffs are women. I have a hard time believing that a senator from Kuat would object to that."
"I don't. But that would have happened anyway. Eventually, inevitably. I'm talking about this ridiculous compulsion to promote non-humans far, far past their level of competence. She clearly has no sense. Another reason why Fell must go, of course. Despite his ancestry, he's Chiss on the inside. Not at all human."
"Ah." Lesserson withheld comment. This woman, though speaking the beliefs of millions of traditional Imperials, was beginning to sound more and more like an advertisement for antipsychotic drugs.